For life.
Yo, 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 what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It is I, the microphone messiah, joined by the current reigning and defending podcast champion, Brandon Tanguma, just the two of us, OG Bulletcast style. But we are here and ready to rock and roll. Brandon, how you doing today, baby?
Philip, doing fantastic here on this Thursday afternoon. Ready to talk some wrestling.
Talk some wrestling, sports, entertainment. Back on a Thursday, like we used to do back in the day. Like we used to do at this time, according to Kanye reference. And, hey, man, you never know. We might go back to these. With the things I got going on, it might be looking like that. Nonetheless, you are still going to get your weekly dose of the BC. Let's get into it. SmackDown, Randy Orton has joined the Blue Brand. He was on SmackDown. Adam Pearce and Nick Aldis were both in the ring with contracts. Pearce said, I can give you the winner of Jay and Seth for the world title. Nick Aldis said, I can give you what you want. I can give you the bloodline. Paul Heyman comes out there. Jimmy Uso, Solo come out there. LA Knight gets involved. Long story short, Randy signs the contract to SmackDown, tells Paul Heyman to call Roman Reigns, let him know Daddy's back. RKO to Jimmy, RKO to Nick Aldis. Randy Orton officially on SmackDown once again.
Yeah, kind of reminiscent of the old the OG draft in 2002 with Stone Cold, where he was the free agent and they try to court him to see which way he would go. And, you know, it makes complete and total sense why Randy would go over to SmackDown. The upper card, the main event scene, maybe a little bit lackluster, especially without Roman Reigns there. And the bloodline has kind of definitely hit a low point over the past few months, especially with Roman not being there a lot. And, you know, outside of the LA Knight feud, really nothing has gone on since SummerSlam. So putting Randy in there, he's a guy that you can thrust in the main event. He can, you know, have some decent matches and he can kill time on SmackDown while Roman's not there, even though he's going to be around coming up in July. But that's still a little bit of ways away.
Well, July is a lot of ways away.
Or did I say July, January? January, July. J's. There's too many J months.
There's only three.
Well, that's what? 40, 30%? 20%?
April, August.
That's only two.
That's not that bad. I mean, I don't know how you got confused. I really don't know. You gotta wake your game up, man.
I'm sorry. I'm terrible. Just everybody. I'm
is it because your birthday's in July, so you were just
maybe,
like,
yeah. My whole calendar revolves around July.
Wow, look at you. 8-man U.S. title tournament to determine the number one contender for the United States Championship that's currently held by Logan Paul. Oh, Randy Orton was on the Impulsive podcast. I advise all of you to go give that a listen. It was a great interview. Loved it. Yeah, so you know who's in there. Grayson Waller, Austin Theory, Kevin Owens, Santos Escobar, Bobby Lashley, an NXT star that's yet to be named. So we've got a couple former U.S. champions in this thing.
Yeah, they're going the AEW route of just doing tournaments to determine the number one contender. But seriously, I mean, it's going to be a good tournament. There's a lot of people involved. I wonder who the NXT person is going to be. But Kevin Owens kind of seems like the lead candidate at the moment. He came out and kind of talked some trash to Logan Paul. And I think that's a really good feud if that is the direction they're going. You know, get some Logan Paul eyeballs on Kevin Owens. They can have some, you know, they can trash talk back and forth, and the match itself is going to be really good. So, once again, kind of in the low point before Royal Rumble. So, you know, you can have this feud, you can have these, you know, numerous matches on SmackDown leading into January of the Royal Rumble. So, should be good.
There you go.
I'm a quick learner.
Yeah. Bobby Lashley defeats Butch. Nice match, solid match. Enziguri into the spear. Street Profits were at ringside, you know, cheering on the Almighty.
Yeah, giving Lashley a win, continuing on whatever they're doing. Seems like the Brawling Brutes are breaking up, going to go their own separate ways. Butch, hopefully he goes back to Pete Dunne after this, and Ridge Holland probably going to be a heel. Sheamus caught in between. Who knows what's going to happen with Sheamus on that front, but it was fine. Nope.
Wait and see. CM Punk returns next week, which is this week, tomorrow, returns to SmackDown. Randy's on SmackDown. Punk's on SmackDown. Roman to just make a surprise appearance.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know what to expect from Punk.
We have to get a Paul Heyman interaction.
Yeah, I think that's probably something they're going to, especially since he did hint at Paul Heyman on his Raw promo last week. So I don't know. Maybe it is just kind of you get Punk involved in like the Bloodline ecosystem, and he can kind of interact with those guys. And if I had to pick one, I probably would say he stays on Raw if he has to. SmackDown is it's good, but also, you know, he does do those MMA, you know, he does commentary for MMA, and I think a lot of those might happen like on the weekends. So I don't know if his schedule or his contract, you know, involves that, but yeah. I think he's going to be on Raw. Most likely.
I mean, we'll see. I mean, just like, remember when Lesnar came back and it was like Paul Heyman saw a ghost, you know, because he hadn't done business with Heyman in a couple years because, you know, the pandemic Heyman hadn't done business with Lesnar in a couple years because, you know, the pandemic and Lesnar was gone. Imagine, you know, him being out there and just that music hits and it's a ghost he hasn't seen in 10 years.
I would suspect we're going to get, if not the entirety of the CM Punk segment, some interaction between the two of them. And I mean, it makes complete sense. You don't have to do it right away, but I do think a Roman Reigns Punk feud with Paul Heyman kind of caught in the middle is probably something you go down. Maybe if they're going to turn Punk heel eventually and Roman turn face, maybe that's how you turn them. You're going to try to get Paul Heyman off of Roman Reigns. With CM Punk, you can't plan too far down the line because you don't know how long it's going to be there.
We don't know. We'll see. You know, Jey Uso said that CM Punk is travel cheap status. Outside the ring, yeet no more. WWE found a problem with the trademarking of the word yeet for Jey Uso. So, there will be no more yeeting, as you saw in the video package for Jey Uso hyping up his world title match with Seth Rollins on Monday. Yeet was blurred out on his shirt. So, yeah.
It's kind of a weird thing, but yeet has been in the vernacular for quite some time now, so it's not a surprise that somebody else has already claimed it. But, you know, it's always kind of funny with WWE when they, you know, get into these trademarking things. And
that's not the only trademark that's going around. AEW, we're going to jump to this. They have a put in a trademark for the East West Express. That was the tag team name of Jordan Oliver and Big Breakfast. Jordan Oliver and Nick Wayne, where they were on the Indies together in GCW. So could Jordan Oliver be possibly popping up over an All Elite Wrestler?
Possibly. I mean, it also could just be a company thing, you know, getting out ahead of it. They know that Nick Wayne's kind of associated with this nickname. Maybe it doesn't involve Oliver, or maybe with Christian being from Toronto, maybe they go down that route. I don't think that's what's going to happen, but I think just, you know, from a company standpoint, you want to get ahead of that stuff. So I don't know if that means too much.
Mackenzie Mitchell was released by WWE last week. You know, she was a backstage interviewer. She did a lot of stuff with WWE Digital. I liked her work. You know, I know a lot of these like backstage interviewers kind of running the same and all that people say, but you know, you can differentiate them to an extent. And she was one of those. So, unfortunate. I hope she lands on her feet. And it looks like she's already have a post WWE appearance lined up, so she'll be all right. Yeah.
You know, I thought she was a solid backstage interviewer personality. I think she did, you know, some stuff with the bump or whatever the case may be. But, you know, they brought in like two new female backstage interviewers, and you kind of saw the writing on the wall that maybe, you know, you bring new people in, old people are going to have to leave. So it's not that shocking, unfortunately.
We'll see. Ken Shamrock apparently has a Legends deal with WWE. WWE dropped just new Ken Shamrock merch out of nowhere on the WWE shop. And yeah, so could we be getting to Ken Shamrock in the WWE Hall of Fame next year in Philly?
Quite possibly. You know, Ken Shamrock from the Attitude Era was not there for a long time, but he did make an impact No pun intended. He was at Impact a few months ago. But yeah, I think Ken Shamrock is someone who they could revisit, you know, put him in the Hall of Fame, maybe, you know, just have him appear on a Raw or something, or a SmackDown every now and then. But
put him in the Hall of Fame, give him a doc.
Yeah. And I mean, whatever. I think it's cool. Shout out Ken Shamrock. If you seen the photos of the stuff, it's literally just like a t-shirt and a jacket. It's just like a gray hoodie with just like the most basic Ken Shamrock design you could think of.
Less is best.
It's like Ken Shamrock in his whatever full 8x10 photo.
Hey, less is best, man. Less is best. All right, Baron Corbin won a gold medal in the Jiu-Jitsu World League. Baron Corbin, bro, he taking gold medals. He about to take that NXT title this weekend. You love to see it. RIP to WWE Home Video. They are no longer be making DVDs and Blu-rays. It is the end of an era.
Yeah, really sad. I think some international distributor kind of leaked the news this week and just basically said, yeah, end of the year, December 31st. They're not renewing their contract and everything worldwide ceased to exist. So Crown Jewel 2023 is the last DVD, last home video release for WWE. And it is sad. I mean, it goes back to, you know, the mid-80s, Coliseum Video and all those other different stuff. I remember,
yeah,
you know, coming out of high school, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, I was watching all those YouTube videos, people collecting DVDs and stuff. I was like, I'm going to start collecting DVDs. And I have a decent little DVD collection at my house. But of course, as soon as I start, that's when the WWE Network started and, you know, streaming in general started. And that's just kind of, unfortunately, the way, you know, entertainment has gone of just fully digital. But there's still just something different about having a physical copy. I would love to get, I used to have like every WrestleMania. I kind of stopped after like 29 and I kind of wish I went back and completed that, especially having 31 since I was there. But it's sad. But Once again, not completely shocking.
I'm a physical copy guy. Like, even with games, like you can download them. I like the physical copy itself. I'm surprised WWE kept this going for this long, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of forgot it was even a thing. I mean, you know, they do their documentaries, and obviously they'll have, like, DVDs of their shows and stuff. But it's just something that they never really plugged for, like, the past almost 10 years at this point. Like, I remember, like, the CM Punk documentary. Like, that was a big deal.
That they
made the CM Punk documentary. I mean, and then kind of after that, it's just kind of everything goes on the network. And if you like go to your local Walmart or Target and you happen to find $5 DVD, bin, then you can grab it. But it was nothing like they were pushing the DVD sales.
Yeah, no, I think that's the last DVD I bought was the CM Punk doc. Great documentary. Go check that out. Yeah, man. So LA Knight was in the main event of the last time a WWE Blu-ray or DVD will be sold. Wow, that's interesting. That's a hell of a stat.
Take that to your local trivia game night.
Right. When we have the Bulletcast Trivia Championship, that's going to be on there. All right, inside the ring, Wesley is injured. He's going to be out for apparently 8 months. That sucks. He has a spinal injury. That's terrible.
Yeah, impassioned promo, you know, crying about, you know, what happened to him and how he's going to return better than ever. And I mean, we saw with Randy, back spinal surgeries are no joke. So hopefully speedy recovery for him.
Saw with Randy, saw with Shawn Michaels. You know, these things are no joke. Rebel, the last two Raw tour 2024. Rebel hasn't wrestled in 3 years, so she wants to get back out there and call it a career. So she's going to be going on a little retirement tour next year.
Shout out Reba. Since Britt Baker turned face, we really haven't seen her at all.
She's still doing the glam, you know.
I think they maybe underutilized her, like, as a wrestler a little bit. Like, obviously, you're not going to push her to the moon or anything like that. But, you know, good for her. She's, she's like in like her early 40s at this point. So Shadow Rebel still doing the damn thing.
Yes. Lita was just announced for Stockton Con, for those of you that attend that event. Looks like we might have to make an appearance.
Maybe.
All right, let's go into the fan mail real quick. Dun, 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 dun. All right. In Brightest the X.
Mr. X. Uday.
If Randy's on SmackDown, then that means they have to keep Punk on Raw, right? Unless they want to keep him on both shows because how big of an attraction he is right now. I think you can have CM Punk float. I think that would be fine. I'm not saying he has to be like obviously we do the Seth thing and that takes up his time. And eventually when that's done, if you want to move him over to SmackDown for a few weeks, you can do that.
Yeah, I mean, I said Raw, like if I had to pick one, but I think we still don't know exactly what Punk is going to be doing. And if he's going to be more like a part-time guy, I think him in like the Brock Lesnar role of just being able to go back and forth or whatever, like use Punk however you want to use him. If you want to do the Rollins feud now, great. Then if you want to go do a Roman Reigns feud later on down the line, cool. You don't have to get in. I mean, the brand split is very loose as it is already. So, and I think CM Punk, you can, as I said, you don't know how long he's going to be there. You don't know if he's going to get injured, get into a fight or something. It's honestly, the fight stuff is more like tongue in cheek, but the injuries is a real thing. Like he got freak injury when he did the stage dive that one time, but he got like two legit injuries in matches, you know, in his run in AEW. So it's like body breaking down a little bit. Maybe the quote unquote safer WWE style can help him a little bit in that regard, but I think he got to get the most out he can quickly.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Hopefully, you know, no stage diving in WWE, so we'll be all right. We'll be all right. He also says a lot of reports are saying that AEW is in turmoil backstage, being that this is secondhand, most likely news. Can we read too much into these reports? And if so, what, if anything, can be done right? Can be done to right the All Elite ship? Well, look, man, apparently whatever happens backstage is legit or whatever, because like they're, I don't know about this, all the backstage news, man. Like, I just, why we don't need to know. That's not our concern. Our concern is the product on television,
and right now the product on television isn't great, and maybe that is leaking into backstage. You know, there's always gonna be politics and people want, you know, a better spot for themselves, but I mean, personally, from like the sources that are like, you know, the stuff I listen to, I don't really hear that type of stuff. But
I mean, I'm gonna read you this, man. I saw this tweet from Elite Club SOB, and he says there was a time when AEW used to be must watch weekly wrestling television show. It was an alternative to WWE, but now it looks like we need an alternative for what was supposed to be the alternative. AEW made every mistake that WCW did 25 years ago, signing every ex-WWE star, ignoring the piss-poor attendance, ignoring the steadily decline in ratings, backstage politics, random matches with zero storylines, unnecessary WWE references, relying on older wrestlers, messed-up management. AEW peaked in 2021, and looking at its current state, it seems like we're witnessing the final days of All Elite Wrestling.
Now, I'm not going to go that far and say like the company is going to go under.
Yeah, I'm not going to say that. I mean, the reports are going out. You know, they made what, 175 mil this year. That's a big increase from what, 2020, when they racked in 80 mil. So, you know, business, they're making money. It's just, I don't know, man. I don't know what's going on here.
I mean, there's still the overhanging of the TV rights deals. We don't know what's going to happen with them. We kind of assume they're going to re-sign with Turner, but that's definitely no guarantee. But I just think it's kind of a bigger picture type thing of like, product isn't great. You look out, the attendance isn't great. You know, they pop numbers every now and then, but it's like that seeks in, and like the wrestlers, they're not immune to that. Like they see that stuff, and unfortunately they kind of are all over social media as well. But
yeah, talking bad about the company. Hopefully that's a part of a storyline, because if it is, then okay. But yeah, have you heard All Empty Seats Wrestling? Have you heard that one for AEW? That, I just heard that one today.
Hilarious. Hilarious, everybody.
But yeah, but the whole backstage stuff, I mean, like, we shouldn't know what's going on. Like, when the whole Jungle Boy Punk thing happened, literally, like, 30 minutes after it happened, they had every detail. Like, how? Why? We don't need to know.
Well, people talk to people, and there's a lot of people backstage.
Well, NDAs need to be a part of these contracts, and if you're going to be backstage, like, come on, man, we gotta smarten all this up. shape it up. The last thing he says, where do you think Okada will end up now that his deal with New Japan ends in January? The odds say AEW, but there's a slim possibility he could go to WWE, or will he remain with the company that took him to superstardom and re-sign with New Japan? Go try something different, man. Go try something different. If he were to go to WWE, it'd be like when they signed Kenta, when they signed Asuka, when they signed Shinsuke. And, you know, I wouldn't say use him every week. Make him a special attraction too. You know, we know his star power in New Japan and all that other stuff. I mean, what, 5-6-time IWGP heavyweight champion, all that stuff. He can be an attraction wrestler.
I think it just depends on what does Okada want to do.
That too.
Because, like, you know, he has a family now. He's still in his prime, but he's older. Like, does he just want to stay in Japan, be with his family, doesn't have to move? Maybe get he's probably going to get less money if he stays in New Japan. But if he wants to move out to the States, does he want to continue to, you know, be the best in the world, you know, have fantastic matches, then go to AEW? Or do you want to be a quote unquote bigger star, maybe make a little bit less money or more money? Because we don't really know what's going on with TKO and what they're kind of willing to do. And maybe he goes the Shinsuke route where he's still a big star, but he tones it back a whole lot and maybe, you know, rests on his laurels. So I could see him going either which way, but I would say AEW would probably make a harder push for him, because I would say AEW would need him more than WWE needs him.
He goes to NWA. Just change it all up.
I don't think Billy Corgan has Okada money right now.
Billy Corgan doesn't even have TV rights money.
I mean, Billy Corgan might have Okada money. I don't think the NWA has Okada money.
I mean, he owns the NWA, so isn't it just all his money? Isn't that how that works?
Well, if he's smart, he wouldn't, but...
Yeah, we'll see. All right, Monday Night Raw, Seth retains the World Championship in a fantastic match with main event Jey Uso. Great match. The spear splash, you know, people, they hooked me. I was like, oh my God, Jey Uso is about to be the heavyweight champion of the world. But alas, curb stomped, Seth Rollins retains. Drew McIntyre comes out there and attacks Jey Uso.
Yeah, really good match. I mean, damn near they go almost a half hour. And, you know, some good knee falls. You don't really think that Jay was going to win, but they had some moments there where the crowd definitely bought in. And, you know, Seth retains. He moves on, does what he's going to do. Drew continues to just throw hissy fit and be very angry and insulty at everything. So he continues his feud with Jay. So overall, good stuff here to close out Raw.
Yes. Drew McIntyre and Sami Zayn have a promo. Drew's like, you're an idiot. You got what you deserved. You know, what did you think was going to happen when you friended the bloodline, then betrayed them, leads to a match. Drew beats Sami Zayn.
Drew McIntyre continues to tell the truth and maybe nothing a little, maybe he's a little angry about it. Maybe he's being a little too, you know, over the top about it, but Drew continues to just tell the truth. And
I don't think he's being over the top,
and he ain't lying when he's saying these things, which is kind of funny, but he's still getting heel reactions, so I guess they're doing something right. But every time he comes out there and talks, I'm like, yep, Drew, I completely get where you're coming from, brother.
I completely understand. All right, Nakamura and Cody segment. Cody's out there talking. Nakamura comes up on the screen. The video package plays as Nakamura talks over it. You know, both of them won the Royal Rumble their respective years. Both went to WrestleMania to face the world champion and both lost. And Cody says, you think our stories are similar? You know, so, yeah. Okay. I like where they're going with this. I like this.
They tried their best to try to make sense of the whole Nakamura talking in circles things for the past, you know, month. And I thought they did an okay job, you know, doing the similarities of the Royal Rumble wins and the WrestleMania losses. So,
did you know Roman Reigns has beaten every single Royal Rumble winner in the last 18 years, with the exception of the 2004 winner?
And who's the 2004 winner?
Wild Pegasus. Anyway, good stuff from this segment. I liked it. You know, Cody talked about how the first time he saw the mist was the Great Buddha, and how he was terrified, and he had never experienced the mist until the week prior. This was interesting. I like what they're doing here. I like Shinsuke eliminates Cody in the Royal Rumble.
I mean, Cody seems like the favorite to win the Rumble, and yeah. I don't know how
the
you
landscape
get.
Landscape's changed.
I just don't know how you get Cody over to SmackDown if he's not winning the Royal Rumble, but they can always work something out.
I don't know. Cody was in Nick Aldis's office. Let's not forget that little tidbit.
I think a lot of people are gonna assume Cody's gonna win, and I think they're gonna pull a fast one on us, and hopefully it makes sense. Maybe Punk wait. Well, no, if they're doing Punk and Seth at Rumble, maybe they don't have Punk even in the Rumble. Because I think if you're going to have Punk have his first match back in WWE, it probably should be just a regular match, not the Royal Rumble.
Why not? Put him in the Royal Rumble. His last actual match in WWE was the Royal Rumble. His first actual match back is the Royal Rumble. Why not?
I don't know. I just think...
We'll see.
But
We'll let him marinate. DIY defeats Imperium in a 2 out of 3 falls match. Anybody that knows DIY are the kings of that 2 out of 3 falls match, man. They ran it in NXT, and they ran it on Monday Night Raw. Giovanni Vinci, beautiful moonsault. Fantastic. Absolutely astonishing.
Yeah, Gunther's not going to be happy with them losing again. DIY just kind of are there. They win some matches, and then they kind of lose the number one contender matches. And
I mean, it's okay. Look, we got... The Creed Brothers are the number one contenders right now. You know, once that's over, you know, Street Profits aren't eligible. You know, I think the Street Profits, you know, going after the tag titles again makes sense. DIY going after the tag titles eventually makes sense. But the tag team scene in WWE right now is aight. You know, we're going to be aight. We got a lot of matches we can do.
I agree. I think there is some like there's some new blood kind of infused into the tag team division. I think the problem is that the titles currently are on the Judgment Day, which they don't feel like a tag team. They just kind of do their own thing, and then they just go to the tag team division because they kind of have to, because they are the champions. So maybe once you get it off of them, if the Creed Brothers do win, maybe we kind of have more of a free flowing regular tag team division in WWE.
Hurts so good, make you go. Anyway, Nia versus Becky. Give me that. We got the history. Nia broke Becky's nose. It was the war paint that made the man the man. You know, Nia could say, you owe your career to me. If it wasn't for that, you wouldn't be in the spot you in right now. Let's run this up. Let's do this.
I mean, that's happened so long ago, and they've hinted at it so many times that it's kind of shocking that they haven't. No, I'm saying they've hinted at it so many times that it's just shocking they haven't done that match before, because it's like, when did that happen? 2018?
2019.
No,
2018. You're right.
Yeah, I know, because I was seeing the 5 years ago about the NXT.
Okay, you remember
War Games.
That, but you can't remember the Royal Rumbles in January. Oh, wow.
Yeah, priorities, all right?
What?
But,
wow. Let's do it. I'm here for this.
They've been building up Nia for ever since her return. And if you're going to
Do you know why they can go to Rome? Because she's not like most girls.
That's not her intro anymore.
It doesn't matter. It's still the truth. She's not like most girls.
And they don't do the super zoom in on her eyeballs.
I don't know. Yeah, they should bring that back. Look, love Nia Jax. I've always loved Nia Jax. This is going to be something special. I like this. I like this a lot.
I think Becky wins, and then Becky moves on, and we get Becky Rhea.
I think Nia should be Becky Lynch. Becky can take a loss. It'd be fine. If she loses to Nia Jax, it doesn't hurt her.
I just wonder what is the end goal.
It's not like Becky's losing to somebody else, you know what I'm saying? We're just biding time until we get to Becky Rhea. Like, let's be real.
Well, I just wonder if they're building up Nia. Now it's just, who are they building her up for? Are they building up for Becky to beat her? Or do you bring in Jade and whether it's a full-blown feud or you just kind of have...
Irresistible force versus the irremovable object. Oh, that's what we do at WrestleMania. Oh.
I think they're going the Charlotte Jade route, but...
Are we really... Do we start with that?
I think if you're going to have Jade in a WrestleMania match, you know, I have my qualms with Charlotte as a wrestler, but I just feel like if you're going to need someone to lead Jade...
Why do you have your qualms with Charlotte? She's genetically superior.
I would say she's the fourth out of the four horsewomen. Charlotte is just like her dad. Unlike her dad, I think if she's in there with a... you know, inferior wrestler, she can't get a good match out of her. That being said, she is better than Nia Jax, and so I would trust Charlotte to get a decent match out of Jade than Nia Jax, which I could see...
What are you talking about?
Possibly turn
it's
it into
in Nia's
a...
blood. Stop.
Okay.
Stop. I'm going to have a family meeting and tell them the things you said. CM Punk returns to Raw next week in the same arena that he walked out of when he quit WWE. There's some history there. It's the same arena he walked out of when he quit WWE. It's also the same arena that he had his first UFC fight in.
There you go. Hopefully nothing else happens in that arena.
Yes. Nothing else. I think Seth Rollins said he's going to, you know, confront him next week, so we'll see. We'll see what goes on with that. Yes. AEW Dynamite is getting to do with the Continental Classic Tournament. Moxley defeats Roosh. This was a good one. You know, Mox chokes him out. I was like, ooh.
Yeah, you know, really solid match. Once again, the person you think is going to win does win with Mox beating Roosh. It was, you know, hard-hitting. They fought on the outside for way too long. They tried to cover for the referee, not counting them out, just be like, oh, he doesn't want to, you know, cost a match. But it's like they've been out there forever. But Mox gets the win. He jumps out in the lead with 9 points. Roosh has three or six. I think he has three.
It's okay that they were out there to the referee's discretion.
Yeah, but, you know, Mox continues to be one of the favorites.
Yes.
And, we had a backstage promo with MJF and Hangman Page where they just were yelling at each other back and forth. I thought this is probably one of the best stuff they had on Dynamite this week. Once again, another person just in the MJF sphere, which is getting very crowded at the moment. There are just so many people gunning for MJF, which I like. Like, everyone should be going after
he's
the world champion.
Yeah.
Everyone should be going after the world champion, but then also it's like, okay, there's like 10 different people going on, like, and there's not like a story that kind of sticks out above all of them. They're just kind of all equal at this point. They did have the tag, or were going to have the tag match with MJF and Samoa Joe taking on the masked guys. And MJF was nowhere to be found because he got attacked by the guys, and he got hit in the head with the bottle. And in the Adam Page promo, he insinuated that MJF is the devil. So now that is being insinuated even by the commentators, because we didn't see MJF get attacked. He was just laid out with the bottle next to his head.
Well, I mean, we can rule out CM Punk now. MJF being the devil would be a, you know, it's me, Austin. It would be one of those. There's always the thought that it could be Britt Baker, which I'm not opposed to that. Still not opposed to that. Yeah, this is interesting. A lot of things going on. Swerve defeats Mark Briscoe. Mark Briscoe has been eliminated from the Continental Classic. This bang, as the kids say.
It's a really good match. Swerve is great. He is getting good reactions, having good matches, and showcase that he can have a regular singles match with kind of a lower level guy and still have the crowd get invested in this match. Also shows how good Mark Briscoe is as well.
Yes. Go listen to Swerve on this Not Sam podcast. Great interview. And just the way he talked about, you know, the Texas death match and the feud with Hangman and why it was happening, because, you know, Swerve took away Hangman's sense of security by invading his home, and Hangman took away Swerve's sense of security by attacking his friend Prince Nana. Just great stuff, and the way he thinks about things and how he thinks about wrestling in a logical sense. Loved it. Fantastic interview. Go check that out. But yeah, man, Swerve advancing, man, and the stare off of Moxley, that is going to be something. I'm going to need that.
Well, we're getting that next week. The two top guys in the gold block, I believe, both have 9 points. So whoever wins, not, you know, they come out in front, but still two people will advance out of the block. So these are definitely the two top favorites in that realm. Then we got the obligatory women's match in the second hour with Toni Storm defeating Sky Blue to retain her AEW Women's Championship. You know, match was good. Crowd wasn't all that enthralled in it, but it makes sense. You know, people like Toni Storm, but then Sky Blue kind of just comes out of nowhere. They, you know, have a match that doesn't have too much storyline behind it, and Toni Storm ends up getting the win regardless. We did have a Mariah May promo that she's going to wrestle eventually, just don't exactly know when. Continuing on, Continental Classic with Jay White defeating Jay Lethal. So now Jay Lethal's eliminated and Jay White bounces back after the Swerve loss. So now he has 6 points and so he is in third place.
Sorry, I got some messages. And Christian Cage and Adam Copeland, huh?
Yeah, in Montreal, two Canadian boys. They wrestled
Montreal.
They wrestled for the TNT title, and you know they had a solid match. Nothing too crazy, obviously. And we get
nothing too crazy. The man got his neck stomped on.
Well, I'm talking about
smacked in the middle of the championship title.
I'm talking before everything just goes to hell with the referee taking a bump and Christian Cage taking him to Dick Kick City, and Nick Williams' mom comes out, and it was a swerve, bro, that everyone saw coming. And she hits Adam Copeland with the title, and then Christian, you know, does his thing and gets the win. And I thought the match was good. I think the ending was kind of like unnecessary. It was an unnecessary swerve that wasn't really a swerve, but they try to swerve us, bro. Like, just have mom come out, hit Edge. You didn't have to do the whole melodramatic, is she or isn't she, where she's gonna go type of thing.
Yeah, she should have just hit him and walked away, huh?
Yeah, I think that was way too over the top, and like it makes sense. Can we not bark? All right, we're doing a world famous podcast here, but
we didn't hear it. You're good.
Well, I hear it, and it's annoying.
Well, then I don't have animals. I don't.
Can you hear that?
Okay.
No, okay. Yeah, see, okay. Now okay. Now you heard that. All right. But anyways, didn't need to do all that. It makes sense because Copeland killed her son in front of her, so you just didn't need to do all that. But it looks like we're getting a Mama Wayne heel turn, and she's joining the patriarchy.
Now Beth's gonna show up.
Hey, I looked at the WWE roster. Beth Phoenix is still on it.
We'll see. We shall see. You're right. When they go to the alumni section, that's when that happens. Yeah. All in all, I mean, it was good. I like the story they're telling. Christian Cage, man, when he signed, people were like, oh, this is a disappointment. Look at where we are now. You were one of those people.
Well, I was one of those people because Tony Khan was saying, oh, this was a monumental signing. It's the biggest signing we ever had in AEW history.
It was a monumental signing. Look at where we are now. He's the father of the year.
Panned out better than the CM Punk signing.
Let's say this. CM Punk gave them their first $1 million gate. Let's not just act like he didn't do anything for the company. You know, let's
definitely better than the Adam Cole signing.
Bebe. But yes, Christian, fantastic. Father of the year, the patriarch. God, he's not the father, he's not the stepdad, he's the dad that stepped up. Love him, love him, love him, love him. All right, ladies and gentlemen, NXT Deadline is this weekend. The title is on the line. You know we have to.
So let me just get this clear. I wasn't the champion at the time, and we were like, oh, you know, we don't have to do a pay-per-view contest for AEW Full Gear, one of the original four pay-per-views for that company. And yet, once I become champion, now I have to defend it 2 times in 3 weeks. We're doing Survivor Series, and now we're doing NXT Deadline. You know, no disrespect to NXT Deadline, but We're not doing full gear, but yeah, we're doing NXT Deadline. Make this make sense to me. Now, if we did it for everything, I'd be okay. I would be complaining.
We have to pick and choose. We didn't do full gear.
You see people, this is what I'm talking about. It's a conspiracy. And once again, Philip pulling to me and muting himself and talking.
Oh my God! I'm sorry. I apologize, guys. Look, we didn't do full gear. We haven't done NXT one in a while. This is what we need to do. It's hot. Let's get it cooking. All right, here we go.
Is it hot? I mean, I feel like not that many people are talking about NXT now. They're like, you know, Cena and Becky Lynch and half the WWE roster is on there now.
Cena was there for one night. Let's stop. Axiom versus Nathan Frazier.
And also, everyone, full disclosure, I might listen to NXT recaps, not watch NXT that much. So if I lose, not a shocker. And if I win,
Axiom, Nathan Frazier, who you got, man? Come on.
I'm going to go with Axiom.
All right, I got Axiom as well.
There we go. Great All right. Pick.
Carmelo Hayes versus Lexus King. I got Lexus King, man. Let's get him a win on pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'll give it to Brian Pillman Jr.
Excuse me?
It's Brian Pillman Jr.
His name's Lexus King. Stop that.
Carmelo Hayes, I know they kind of teased a heel turn and they kind of backed it off a little bit, but maybe this kind of derails him or something. Sends him
over the edge. Steel cage match, Roxanne Perez versus Kiana James. I'm going with Roxanne to pick up a Doug Ski.
I guess me and Philip are just going to be in simpatico because I'm going to pick my girl Roxy.
Picking the same things I do.
I'm not, you can have me pick first and then you don't have to follow me.
All right. Well, you're following me. Men's That's what I'm Iron saying. Survivor Challenge, Dijak versus Trick Williams versus Josh Briggs versus Bron Breakker versus Tyler Bate. Who do you have?
Oh, since I have Carmelo Hayes losing, I'm going to have Trick Williams winning. And he's going to, go on and possibly get NXT championship title shot. And, Carmelo Hayes is going to get all jelly belly and it's going to be a whole thing.
I'm going to go Tyler Bate.
There you go. Also, Katie will be sending her questions and, yes. Or her predictions. And so she will be involved in this as well.
Yes. NXT North American Championship. Wesley's out. Dragon Lee's in. He called his cousin. Dominic Mysterio defends against Dragon Lee. Dominic Mysterio's keeping this championship.
I agree. I mean, if Dragon Lee was like still in NXT, then I think I would pick Dragon Lee to win this match. But the fact that both of them are on, the main roster, and they do kind of like to have for scheduling purposes, the Raw people on NXT compared to the SmackDown people on NXT. So I will have Dominic win as well.
All right, Women's Iron Survivor Challenge, Tiffany Stratton versus Lash Legend versus Blair Davenport versus Kalani Jordan versus Fallon Henley. Lash Legend scoop slam and Otis? Fantastic. We'd love to see it. Now, this is a harder one. This is a harder one.
So I had Trick win the men's babyface. So yes. I think I'm going to go heel on this one. And I will go with Blair Davenport.
I don't know. Nikita Lyons showed up to confront Blair Davenport, and Nikita might cost her this.
Hey, if Nikita Lyons back at NXT, I might start watching NXT again.
Why is that?
I just think she's a great talent.
What's so great about her talent?
Her athletic ability.
I don't know. She's fantastic. She's a great recording artist. Love her music.
Exactly. If you were to build a sports entertainer from the ground up, Nikita Lyons.
Yes, or Randy Orton.
Not Nikita Lyons.
Oh. Rawr.
Respectfully.
Rawr. All right. I'm going to go. I'm going to go Fallon Henley. All right. And then lastly, it is for the NXT Championship. Ilya Dragunov goes up against Baron Corbin. As owner of the BC,
put your money where your mouth is.
I got to pick BC. I'm going Baron Corbin. Corbin said, your son misses you. If you really love your son, all the talk and all the mess. Yeah, man, I'm going Baron Corbin. It's time. It's been time. End his days, Baron. End his days.
Well, with that being said, I will take the free and easy win and give me Ilya Dragunov.
Free and easy, huh?
Yep. I'm not going to tell anyone to bet the house on these ones because I don't watch NXT. But if I were to tell people to bet the house,
how about this?
I might say to bet the house on Ilya Dragunov.
How about this? If Baron Corbin wins, you don't get a title shot for like 2 months.
If Baron Corbin's wins his NXT title shot, I don't get a title shot, whatever you call it, until WrestleMania.
Okay. All right. Remember this recording. I don't want you to come back and nah. I don't want you to do any of that.
Well, it's already a conspiracy that you're making me defend this title every single week at this point. So if Baron Corbin does win, I'm gonna have to take a mental break. I'm gonna have to take, you know, some me time away.
You're gonna eat your hat. I mean, weren't you supposed to eat your hat like 5 years ago?
I have to know what you're talking about. Eat my hat. I would never eat a hat.
No, something happened.
I cherish my hats.
No, I think it was Jinder Mahal winning the WWE Championship. You never ate your hat.
I'm not doing a hat bet on Baron Corbin.
Why don't you eat your A's hat?
Well, I might burn my A's hats, but not right now.
Okay, you're going to support the Bees?
Yeah. Shout out to Ballers.
Shout out to the Oakland Ballers. Big Baller baby. They can be part of the Big Baller brand.
Never lost.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. Superstar Spotlight. Jey Uso, man. Main event Jey Uso. Hell of a match. Hell of a main event match on Raw for that World Heavyweight Championship, man. I liked what I saw, player. I liked it. I dug it. It was nice.
You know, shout out to Nikita Lyons. Seems she's on the comeback. She was at NXT this week. Maybe she's going to, you know.
Give me your best rare.
Rare.
No, you got to rare.
Shout out to Nikita Lyons. Rare.
Oh, I'm going to release this part of the video just so the fans can see. Hey, the Claw, the Iron Claw. Great movie. I talked about it last week, but it's a fantastic movie. Yeah, that's going to do it for us. We will be back next week. Talking all the things. There are shows going on around the Bay, I think. There's always shows. Yes. If you're in Los Angeles this weekend, GCW is happening. Go see SPS, Jacob Fatu, Juicy For Now. Also, Knox Pro, Pomona, two rings, 2 days, two shows. Go see them all. Go Journey, Jacob, Juicy. I think Lance and Hawaii is going to be there. Parisi will be there. Obviously, Rikishi and Black Pearl will be there. Pull up and come say what's up. Thank you guys so much. As always, be safe and stay dangerous. Yes. Turning the page, nobody doesn't like us. The feeling when we move, we are excited. Elite podcasting, I know you like it. Yeah, the bullet cast, feel us. The bullet cast, feel us. The bullet cast, feel us. Elite podcasting, we on. The bullet cast now, feel us. The bullet cast now, feel us. Elite podcasting, know we on. Elite podcasting, know we on.
This has been the Bulletcast. Thank you for listening.